And we are here. We're live. We're recording. Yeah, whatever.
It's not live. It's Memorex.
It's Memorex. All right. So, again, I'm in a situation where just by reading the news, my fucking head is blown in 10 different directions. I can't keep up
with it. It's just your head that's blown.
No, yeah, that's the sad part. It's just my head that's blown. No Coca-Cola. But I don't get this, okay? And we've seen a lot of this lately. Older male celebrities having children, okay? Kevin Costner just welcomed his newest addition to his family and says he's already in love. So apparently he just had another kid. I mean, I think he's got 7 or 8 total. What?
Yeah. He's already in love. Before he saw the kid, he was like, fuck that baby.
Maybe. We'll see how this works.
Fuck that baby. Oh, she had it. I'm so in love now.
I wasn't sure when she was in the womb, but... And I don't know if it was a boy or a girl. It doesn't say. Well,
sometimes they don't bake enough. They're a little ugly, apparently.
I'll tell you what. There was a nurse that worked in a... in the the delivery unit, right? And it was really cute because this is when I was on the road a lot. She comes up to me and we're talking, and she's telling me she works, you know, with babies and delivers babies, right? And so she works in the maternity ward, and she literally said, she goes, "Sometimes I'll tell you, you got a beautiful baby." And sometimes I go, "Well, isn't that precious?" Because let's face it, there are some fucking ugly babies. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Another celebrity that recently had, there were two. De Niro and Pacino.
You ever been so angry you could just slap a baby?
Yeah.
That happens to me. I get so mad that I could either slap a baby or pull the ears of a kitten.
Oh, you are just a vile motherfucker. But here's what gets me.
I just want to slap a kid.
Here's what gets me, though. All right, you got De Niro and Pacino, apparently, also had children recently. And they're in their, like, 70s, aren't they?
Yes. Ronnie Wood from the Rolling Stones had I'm sorry, he didn't have a. He had twins.
Oh, Jesus.
At the age of 69.
How is that fair to the kid, I guess? You know what I mean? Great, you know.
Richard Gere had baby number 2 at 69 and baby number 3 at 70. What the hell?
I don't get that. I just don't get that.
At what age do you start producing smoke?
See, I'm of the opinion that it's not fair to the kid, because if you have the kid when you're 70, that means you're going to be 88 when they're 18. You're not going to school functions. And if you do, okay, yeah, you can get away with that if you're, you know, a celebrity like De Niro or, you know, any of the large name celebrities doing this, Ronnie Wood, whatever, Costner, yeah, you can get away with that. You know what I mean? But not for the average person.
Well, maybe they figure if you're going to the store to buy diapers, you might as well get some smaller ones too.
do I get a discount for the adult and the infant?
Gary Busey was 65 when he had his third child.
Fuck that. Can you imagine being Gary Busey's?
And 51.
I remember.
Who the fuck would have a kid with Gary Busey? You know, like, can you imagine staring at that?
Who's
on top? Yeah.
Who's my little baby? Who's my little baby? No. And again,
Charlie Chaplin had his 11th child at the age of 73.
He was 73 and he had 11 children?
Yes. He had the last of his 11.
Unbelievable. See, I don't get that. You know what I mean? Like, and not to get political or into the abortion debate, but maybe if you're, you know, past the age of retirement and you get somebody pregnant,
you got to retire your cock.
Yeah. I think that the, I think it might be.
I'm putting up my testicle work boots.
I don't understand why you wouldn't get a vasectomy. Like, once you know you're done.
Because they're rich. They don't have to.
Yeah, well, but still. You know what I mean? There's this idea of what's fair to the child. You know what I mean? I don't see how any of that's fair to the kid at all. But again, you know, it's one of those things where if you've got the money or the celebrity or both, I guess you can fucking do whatever you want. You can just do whatever you want. You know what I mean? And that goes...
As long as you have the money.
That goes for politicians. That goes for fucking, you know, celebrities. That goes for musicians. It doesn't matter what it is. If you've got enough money and power, you can do whatever the fuck you want. I, on the other hand, I'd like to stop doing everything. Like, I, you know what I mean? Like, I'm literally so overwhelmed with the news on a daily basis at this point. It's like every time you turn around, it's something stupid, something ridiculous that you got to keep up on. You know what I mean?
You're welcome.
Well, yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. So, like, you know, do I care if Kevin Costner had another kid? Not really. It doesn't affect me in the least. You know what I mean? No. I don't think it's fair to the kid. I don't think it's fair to any kid that has, you know, a 65, you know, if your father gave, you know, got your mother pregnant when they're past, let's just say 60, okay? But really, yeah. I mean, come on. Really, it should be about 50 is the cutoff. You know what I mean? Because even at that, if you have a kid when you're 50, now you're 68 when they're graduating high school. You know what I mean? Like, you're 72 when they're graduating college, 73. How fair is that to the kid? You're not playing ball. You're not, you know what I mean? Like, you're not going in the yard with the kid. You're not, you might.
I was just about to say that. You're going to have to get the neighbor or the maid or the butler.
Yeah, I mean, you're just not.
I better play with a kid.
But that's, that, again, that goes to what I've been talking about lately is this. Well,
at that age, it's going to be more of a, go out there and play with my damn brat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it does get back to what I've been talking about, where it's like this, it seems like every day is an overwhelming day. And I think that's why people are so cranky lately. Yeah, there was the COVID issues. Yeah, they lost their manners along the way, so on and so forth. But there's also this idea of, there's just too much information coming at you. You don't know what to believe. You got your news sources, which clearly broke down. Like, all the mainstream media credibility went out the fucking window during COVID.
You know what? I want to say something about COVID. The mandatory whatever you went through. And I don't mean you personally.
In general,
people went through.
Yeah.
I really want people to stop bitching about it. It was like a vacation for most people, not for us.
Right.
I didn't get a vacation. I had to go to work every day.
Same here.
But it was a vacation. You just didn't get, most people didn't get to go anywhere cool.
No, most of them
had to chill out.
Well,
you know what?
It was a stay. It was a staycation is what it was. Stay at home. And but again, it was one of those things.
Streaming,
where,
watch TV.
Well, there was a lot of fear. You know what I mean. So they were obviously online trying to find out what was going on. I think everyone was afraid, and rightfully so. But they were online, just fucking death. Yeah, exactly. Just, just doomed.
For those at home, I was doomed. Pretending to type in a computer, making scary puppet faces.
The level of doom scrolling that went on and doom searching that went on, I think that created an issue. But beyond that, I think really what it was, I think people didn't realize how shitty their own families were. You know, I think a lot of people, when they had to spend 24/7 with their husband or their wife or their children, and
all of the above,
try to maybe work from home and try to educate their children and make sure that they were getting, you know, their school assignments done and understood what they were doing so they didn't fall behind, and going to the grocery store and having to, you know, basically bring a billy club if they were going down the toilet paper aisle. Yeah, there's a lot of shit that went sideways, but that's not the point that I'm making. I'm making the point that after all of that has happened, I'm fucking exhausted with everything. I'm just tired of all of the new shit. You know what I mean? Like, how about put it on pause for a second? Neuralink just did human trials. So if Neuralink works and they eventually go the direction that Elon says, you know, you're going to end up in a point where you won't even have the privacy of the thoughts in your head, because people will be able to just connect just like Wi-Fi and be able to listen to you. You know what I mean? That's not a world I want to live in.
That's a piece of technology that I will not partake in.
But. Well, you know what? You say that, but the fact of the matter is that at some point, just like everything, you find yourself forced into it. You know what I mean? You cannot successfully navigate the world without a credit card. So much so that they actually have prepaid credit cards for people that have shit credit. You cannot navigate. Like, if you don't have a credit card,
I actually just bought, I didn't just buy it. I got it for free, but it's a prepaid credit card. Not that I have credit problems. I want to circumvent hidden fees and people phishing online for people's credit cards.
Yeah, it makes sense to use
I purchased one so I can, you know, like, oh no, my prepaid credit card got hacked. Nana boo boo, congrats, you have all $5 on it.
Yeah, and I think that makes sense.
Get you a hamburger.
I think that makes sense. You know, nowadays with all the security issues and that, and you know, maybe that's overblown. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I literally, every time I turn around, I'm getting something from, you know, whether it's the mortgage company or whether it's the credit card company saying that they've been hacked and my information may be, you know, exposed. And so there's no security anywhere. And that's my point is if you look at what's going on with Neuralink, well, at some point, there will be no privacy. And on top of that, with Neuralink, the idea that you won't eventually be put into some sort of circumstance where you have no choice in order to be competitive in the world, you know what I mean? Forget a job, just being able to buy groceries, you know what I mean? Like, at what point are you, you know, are you doing a optical scan to pay for your groceries or whatever, you know? And I think that's coming now. The upside to that is if they figure out how to kind of take the, you know, the gray matter that floats between your ears and jack that into the internet, well, mm-hmm. How productive would that be? How much, you know, or if you're able to jack into, like, you know, in the Matrix. Now, I don't think that it's going to be some fucking thing that sticks in the back of your head, but through, like, Wi-Fi and Neuralink and all that stuff, how far off would it be once they've got that locked down and figured out before it's like, if you're going to be somebody that is competitive in the job market, you better have Neuralink because, you know, AI boy sitting next to you has it. And he's putting out 10 times the amount of work, which is exactly the reason why I say I'd love to see us in a position where not just the whole country, but the whole world, just for one day, said, fuck it, we're not going in. Just to see what happens.
Just to see what happens.
I mean, to a degree, you could say that we sort of saw that with the COVID lockdowns.
You got Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
You got to watch the show Upload.
Upload? Okay.
Upload.
What's it about?
A young man basically gets into a car wreck and is uploaded because he's dying, and he gets uploaded into a virtual reality. It's where rich people go, so they don't actually have to die. It's a dramedy. It's very, very funny, but very thought provoking too. It's got 3 seasons so far.
Okay,
it's pretty good.
I'm gonna have to check that out. But I do think that, you know, and I've said this before, between AI, when that goes full tilt boogie, between robotics, when that goes full tilt boogie and combines with AI, there's going to be so many jobs that are just no longer relevant. You know what I mean? And like I said, we were talking yesterday. I said, I do think that a lot of jobs. I think that there's going to be a period of time not too far off where, rather than trying to turn people away at the border, we'll be trying to recruit them to come into the country. I think that there will be, and I think that for a lot of reasons, but mainly revenue, you know. But I also think that we're...
I mean, immigration and AI robots. There's just not going to be many jobs for fat, white, lazy Americans.
No, there's not. There's just not. You know what I mean? There's not going to be a lot of jobs for a lot of people, you know? And at that point, you know, everyone gets all twisted in their you know, shorts about this. But I do think that there's going to have to be some sort of universal basic income that comes out. Now, the question
That's
I have...
That's what they do in Star Trek.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, the question I have, okay... is if you do a universal basic income, and basically at that point, it's enough to where you don't have to work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All of your needs are met. However they figure that out, whether it's based on taxes charged to companies that are utilizing AI and robotics or whatever, or how many jobs are how many jobs are robotic or AI dominated? Well,
again, look to Star Trek to answer some of that with replicators.
Well, yeah, I guess. So, yeah, you have the replicator. You can create whatever you want. It's basically just 3D printing.
Right.
However.
Again, a place where Gene Roddenberry was ahead of the curve.
Oh, big time. Roddenberry was so far ahead of the curve. So
we're going to have to do a Star Trek episode.
Okay. I'm totally down for that. I haven't watched, like, I'm going to have to deep dive that, though, because I haven't watched Star Trek in years. And I was never, I was never a next gen. Like, I was original, and that was where I left it. And then
I was
some of the
next
movies.
Gen and above. I still haven't gotten through all of the original series, but I'm watching that now so that I can say finally I've watched them.
But, okay, so let's say we end up in this kind of Star Trek almost society. See, I don't see it that way. I see it more like, what was the Bruce Willis one?
The Fifth Element?
Fifth Element, yeah. And not from the storyline or anything like that, but from his apartment, where it was like this kind of shitty, you know, clearly wore out, but new kind of world-looking thing. And then you wanted food? Well, the food truck just pulled up to your window or your balcony or whatever.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. And I get that. You know what I mean? Like, I get that could be the direction we end up in, is kind of this non-utopia situation where everything's done by credits and so on and so forth. But I think where people have a hard time is the idea of, what is socialism? What is communism? And how does that affect the world we're going to live in when it comes to AI, when it comes to these job losses, when it comes to the absolute necessity of a universal basic income? Because if you don't think about it from the point of view of, if this does go the way that they're talking, there's going to be significant job loss. Now, will that also mean that there'll be different types of jobs created in different areas that we have yet to even think of yet? Yes.
I think so. Yeah.
I think it will too. But the guy that flips the burger and that's the only thing he does, or that drops the fries, there are some people that just, no matter how well-intentioned or how much education you offer them, mm-hmm. that's just not who they are. They just, they're not, they're not that bright. And they deserve to be taken care of just as much as the person who's very bright. You know, they deserve, if you're going to be somebody who, especially like the pro-lifers who say, you know, every life matters. Okay, well, great. But that means after they're born too. And in the course of that, how do we take care of that? How does that work? You know what I mean? Like, where do we go? Because I feel like with all this technology and tribalism and, you know, just insanity on a daily basis, and then on top of that, this idea of what it means to work, I don't think I think post-COVID, like, that whole idea is gone. And it's not because of COVID, though COVID contributed to it. But, like, all these companies that are like, all right, everyone come back to the office. Why? We were more productive or just as productive working from home. And really the only answer is, well, because we're paying rent on this building. You know what I mean? So, like, that's a driving motivation, is they want people to continually come in to justify the fact that they're paying rent or mortgage on these huge ass buildings. But the reality is that ship has sailed. You know, the idea of everyone coming into the office, that's gone. Okay. And the employers haven't figured that out yet. But what's worse is that the government hasn't figured out that the smartest thing to do would be to absorb those buildings, all those office buildings, turn them into apartment buildings, mm-hmm. and make sure that no one is homeless in the fucking country. That would seem like, it's a simple.
Well, have you read what Finland does?
No.
Yeah, they get contractors who want to volunteer time or work for the government, and they build apartments and houses and give them to the homeless.
And Finland's got one of the highest rates of like people being happy in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And the idea is that they will get a job afterwards. They'll help them get a job, and they want to get a work, you know.
See,
what prevents a lot of people from getting work is they don't have an address.
Right. But see, that's the thing, though, too, is that when you get into a post-AI robotics work environment, you're going to have all these people who, and I don't care what anyone says. I mean, yeah, are there some outliers? Sure. But in general, people want to work. And they want to do something to feel productive. They want purpose to their life. They want purpose to their day. You know, yes. What I mean? It's very easy to go down a deep depression when you don't feel you have purpose or value, you know? So that's the other thing that has to be considered.
Well, Steve, I've got some news for you.
I am ready to read it.
I'm going to present to you some headlines, if you will. I'm not going to read the story to you. We're just going to go off of the headlines.
Oh, God, here we go.
And discuss. All right?
Oh, fuck.
Kansas couple charged with collecting man's retirement while keeping his body in their home for 6 years.
That's commitment. That's commitment. Where'd
that
they keep it?
That is a lack of scent ability.
Well, I mean, again, where do they keep it? Do they have a you know, like a big freezer?
Not just on the couch.
Well, no, I mean, but still, just to know that you had a dead body in your house, You know what I mean? Like, that's not something that you're going to fucking walk away from. Like, you don't go, oh, fuck, I forgot that we have this dead body. Oh, we can't have company tonight.
Honey, where's the frozen pizzas?
Chuck under Carl's left arm.
But that's the insanity. Again, it goes to the insanity. Who the fuck is going to keep a dead body for 6 years? But they're out there.
I can understand free money, apparently. But is that really enough?
So what was it? His Social Security they were getting?
That's what I'm guessing. His retirement pension, probably.
Oh, that might have been a good check. That might have been a good check.
I don't know. But it would have to be a really great check for me to even think about that.
What I'm curious about.
You
got
to think, you know, Night of the Living Dead happens. The corpses start reanimating. That's going to be a problem.
Well, I would think less about the corpse reanimating and more about, like, at what point do you go, you know what? I think we can dispose of this body.
Oh, man. Carl's got freezer burn. I mean, how many Arm & Hammer baking soda things does that really take?
Well, again, I would think that after a certain point, you would be like, all right, no one's come looking for Carl. We can.
Is it enough money to perhaps get Carl his own freezer?
I would think that it would have to be. I don't think you're sharing your pizza freezer with Carl.
Kentucky City beams message into space inviting extraterrestrial visitors.
Y'all come on down now, you hear? Yeehaw! We want some greenies.
You see, we Kentuckians have something beautiful called bourbon. And we'd like to invite
you. Oh, can you imagine? I wonder what an alien all fucked up on bourbon would be like.
Oh, there'd be anal probes going around.
Right. And
everybody gets an anal probe.
See, I think,
let me harvest your farts.
I think the anal probe thing was made up by the government to make it silly. Because if you can make it across galaxies and universes, or you can time travel, I'm pretty sure that sticking a digit up another animal's ass is, you found some other way to do it. You know what I mean? Like, they got to have a scanner.
It's a party trick.
It's just to see how far the person who's getting probed, how far their eyes bulge.
The aliens get drunk and they're like, hey, check this out. Bend over. Tickle, tickle, tickle.
I wonder if they have senses of humor.
Oh, that would be great if they did.
I would love to know that. You know what I mean? Like, you can all the other shit. Okay, great. But what do you guys laugh at? You know, like, what do you little grays laugh at versus you big grays? Because I know you big grays are laughing at the little grays. And the reptilians are laughing at all of you. And the Nordics probably don't have that great of sense of humor.
Maybe. Maybe not.
I don't know.
Maybe they have no sense of humor, like big ones. And they're jealous, and that's why they're angry at the small ones, because the small ones
are just little giggly fuckers.
Yeah.
Maybe the little ones are the ones that cause all the practical jokes. You know what I mean? Like, they come into the ship and they go up to the big guy, and like there's 10 of these little ones, and they go up to one of the big grays and they pull out this big check and they go, you're a publisher clearinghouse. And then he gets all excited. And then they're like, no, we're fucking with you.
They break into people's homes to steal humans for the night. The large gray one turns around and all of his buddies are giggling because there's a little sign on his back that says, probe me.
Shit.
Nude man nabbed by police after cannonball plunge into giant aquarium at Bass Pro Shops in Alabama.
Well, A, the location.
I've seen the video, actually.
I did, too. I saw that video. So, A, the store, the location, and the state, none of those things surprised me. Okay? None of those surprise
me. There'll be some themes in all of the headlines because some, you know, how often they take place in Alabama and, of course, Florida.
Well, that Alabama story, though, with the guy jumping into the pool at, or into the water at the Bass Pro Shop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I was amazed at how fast he turned into a woman. That had to have been some brutally cold water. I mean, George Costanza couldn't talk shrinkage as much as that guy did.
The best part was his dismounting of the aquarium. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see him get out.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, yeah. He splattered. Oh. Naked man slipping and sliding on a concrete floor. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
He ate shit.
Did he, like, just try to go over the glass onto the floor? Yeah. So he didn't
tried
even
to go over the glass.
He didn't even go to where he jumped in.
No.
Oh, God.
He, for some reason, thought he could escape that way.
What a fucking moron. No. What a maroon.
Exploding toilet at a Dunkin' store in Florida left a customer filthy and injured, lawsuit claims. I would love to know what made the toilet explode, first of all. But that's got to be some shock. You know, trying to push one out and it just exploded?
Well, you're under the assumption that the person was using the toilet and not just approaching it. So what happens if you know what I mean? Like, I've seen some shit happen that you just don't expect to see. You know what I mean? So, like, I could see walking into a public restroom. Where was it at? A Dunkin' Donuts?
A Dunkin' Donuts in Florida.
Yeah, I could see. I could see, like, just walking in and having one just fucking blow up on you.
I'd be over at the urinal and hear this cracking noise and water gushing. Guy runs out. My response would always be, stand there looking befuddled. What'd you do?
But I spent a lot of time traveling across the country for my previous job, and obviously spent a lot of time in different rest stops across the country. And I can tell you for a fact, whether they were truck stops or whether they're rest stops, those toilets are getting used in ways that are almost borderline abusive. I'm not Dude, joking,
that'll,
man.
That'll be a crime. Toilet abuse.
Yeah, you know, like, so, you know how they have, like, in the public restrooms.
Yeah, White Castle and Taco Bell. Come on.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is, like, you get these truckers, right? You get these truckers, they come in, and they're not eating healthy. They're, you know, they're getting whatever they can get on the road. Usually you're right. It's, you know, a combination of Taco Bell and White Castle and whatever cafe they stopped at along the way so that they could, you know, have something that seemed like a home cooked meal. And I'm not joking when I say, you know, like, you hear the guy go in, right? You hear the ass gasket get put down on the you know how they got those ass gaskets that,
yeah,
right? You hear that getting put down, right? And then you just hear the God most awful sounds coming out of that stall. And you think to yourself, I don't know about you, but
I thought, I got a big one coming. Let me get my ass gasket on the toilet.
Yeah. Oh, God. If that was,
bitch, that came out of me.
If that was the worst of it, if the noises that came from their mouth was the worst of it, that would be bad enough. But I mean, there's been times where, like, I heard shit and I couldn't help it. I'd be standing in the urinal, I'd start fucking laughing. I'd just start laughing. Couldn't hold back.
I had to take a leak a couple of weeks ago at a Walmart, and I'd had no idea that I was not alone. And I'm just standing at the urinal, taking a leak.
Blasting ass.
What's that?
And blasting ass, or no?
No. I was just taking a leak, and I was just about done when I finally heard someone.
And just exploded.
Like, it was just like, holy shit.
I know, it catches you off guard.
Because, like, suddenly I realized there, evidently I was not alone. But whoever it was.
I don't know, man. To some degree, I've got it. Maybe I'm weird on this, but I've always thought, not that I have an issue with it, but I always thought it was weird. I've always thought this was weird. Public restrooms. Like, I get stalls and whatnot. You know what I mean? You want to have more than one toilet in a place or whatever. But really, the idea that we just shit next to a stranger or piss next to a stranger. What the fuck are we doing? This is an ancient Rome.
To solve that problem.
Yeah, it's called fucking dividers. It's called stalls.
Well, not just dividers, but you notice someone's next to you in the stall. You put your hand underneath the divider and go, oh, my hand. oh, my hand.
Oh, God. That would be so fucking funny to do. Excuse me, but this is going to be a rough one. Can you hold my hand?
So
I had Taco Bell in White Castle.
God rest his soul. He worked for a media company that would do video work in the big arenas in the Detroit area. And one day, I'll have to explain to you the story where he almost killed Mike Ilitch. But
if anyone could almost kill Mike Ilitch, it's him.
Well, it's actually a quick story. He was in the elevator in the Joe Louis Arena and busted ass. And to know Kirk, is to know that
that's horrible.
He had some of the
wretchful. Yeah, he had to have had some sort of like digestive issue because no one
like it was very comical just how bad his gas was, like smelling. And he farted in an elevator, got out, and as he was walking away, Mike Ilitch and two office guys got into the elevator. And as the door was closing, he could hear them coughing and choking. It was that bad. And he's like, dear God, I just killed Mike Ilitch.
Ah, that's so funny.
But so he's in the bathroom at the palace. He's going to do some video work. And as he's standing at the urinal, I'm guessing he was at the urinal because I probably blocked out him pooping in my mind. a voice came from the next stall. And it was a pleadful, help, help. And he's like, what's wrong, Pally? You got any toilet paper? There's none in the stall. Which goes back into my theory that if you do not look to see if there's toilet paper.
Yeah, look before that is your fault. Yeah, look before you leap.
And so he was like, sure. Now, at that place, I think the way he described it was there was no space in the dividers. So you had to go out and they had to unlock to hand you toilet paper. And when he unlocked it and handed the dude toilet paper, it was Bob Seger. Bob Seger needed the toilet paper.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, I don't know.
Poor Bobby.
Oh, that's rough. That's rough, especially if you're Seeger. You know what I mean? Like anytime you're a celebrity and you got to ask for help like that, I
want to know as a celebrity, how often do people end up peeing on your shoes? Because, you know, you go to use the bathroom. Holy shit. And they spin towards you like, oh my God. And you know, I got pee on your shoe.
I think it's funny because I've heard from several celebrities that I've had the pleasure of knowing over the years. I've heard multiple stories, not of them getting like pissed on their shoes or whatever, but people wanting to shake their hand. And they're like at a urinal and they're like, this ain't the right time for that, bud. You know what I mean? Like,
You're just handling yours. I was just handling mine.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Let's not shake our greasy little dick beaters together.
I was at a greasy little spoon in deep Arkansas, Arkansas, as I like to call it, which you are not allowed to say Arkansas in Arkansas. It's actually against the law.
Is it really?
Just to let you. Yeah. Yeah. I guess apparently somebody got really pissed about it at one point and made it a law. You can't call it Arkansas. But I was in Arkansas. And after I noticed a bunch of people staring at me. And I'm just like, get that creeped out. What the fuck is everybody looking at? Finally, we got up and I was paying the bill. And the lady who was at the register was like, you're him, aren't you? And I looked at her and went, yep, I'm exactly whoever you think I am. Who do you think I am? I tried to be serious.
Who do they think you were?
I was like, I started laughing. I'm like, who do you think I am? And she's like, is your name Chris? And I was like, no. And everybody there thought I was Chris Stapleton. Now, mind you, to this day, I've never seen Chris Stapleton. So I don't know what he looks like.
I don't even know who he is.
But he's a country singer.
Oh, okay.
But keep in mind, I did have a cowboy. Well, it looks like a cowboy hat, but it's really an Aussie boonie hat on, which kind of looks like a cowboy hat. And I did have longer hair. And, of course, I have a beard. So apparently, if you put the three together.
Oh, I can see that.
You can? I still haven't looked at his face. I don't know what he looks like. That actually happened
from a
twice.
Distance.
People thought I was Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, from a distance, especially when you had longer hair, if you were wearing a hat. Yeah, no, I could kind of see that. It's not
usually
like.
Usually I get a Vinnie Paul from Pantera, but he's now dead.
You know who I got? This was weird.
If you get a chance, look up Vinnie Paul from Pantera. I look like Vinnie Paul. The love child of Vinnie Paul and Kevin Smith, right here.
Kevin
with
Smith.
The tattoos of The Undertaker. He is currently looking up to see what these people look like.
Oh, yeah, I can see that, too. Yeah. No, that's a little bit more, except your beard is obviously a lot thicker. So
yeah, now.
This one cracked me up because I've gotten over the years, I've gotten a lot of people thinking that I look like a lot of different people, depending on how long or short my hair was at the time.
When you were a teen, you looked a lot like Kevin Bacon.
Really?
Yeah.
I never got that one. I've gotten everything as ridiculous, like when I had like.
Ridiculous.
Well, I had people who would say, I look like I'm related to Carrot Top.
David, oh, I would punch them.
David Spade, right?
I could see David Spade.
I get David Spade.
Tall.
Yeah, I'm a tall David Spade. I get David Spade. I've gotten Axl Rose, and the one that cracked me up because this lady was convinced that it was me, or that I was Kurt Cobain. So there was this, like, you know how they do, like, they do those magazines where it's just Kurt Cobain, like, and that is, you know, like, right next to a checkout at a CVS. So this lady, I don't know what nationality she was. I Vietnamese, maybe Taiwanese, I'm not sure. She was one of the nieces.
That's racist.
No, right? You got Taiwanese, Vietnamese,
whatever.
Not the Philippines.
I can't talk.
Filipino.
Filipinese.
No, she wasn't one of the Pinos. She was one of the nieces. So, I'm going to do the impression of her. Because it was so cute. It was just adorable, right? So she hardly spoke any English. It was clear that, you know, her English was broken or whatever. And I go to pay. And the magazine was, like, facing toward, you know, like, towards the center. Like, it was, she could turn and see it very easily. when she would take, you know, the customer. And she looked at me, and then she looked at the magazine, and Cobain is on the cover. And then she looks at me. She goes, that you. I go, no.
That's racist, lady.
I'm like, no. Us white people don't all look alike.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we kind of do, actually. It's just the color of the hair that, and how much facial hair you got. But so she was just enamored. She's like, no, that you. And I just thought, I'm like, okay.
That's when you just got to stand and go.
You know what? I almost did do that. I almost let her have it, because that would probably be the best story she could tell. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like shitting on people's imagination. So if you know, like, if it's something that but it just caught me so far off guard. You know what I mean? Like, otherwise, like, under normal circumstances, had it not caught me so far off guard, or by such surprise that she thought that I looked like Cobain, I would have played along and been, you know, just like, shh, don't tell anyone. But it just didn't work out that way. It didn't work out there. But I think, you know, I think if you have the opportunity to make somebody's day by just going along with whatever their fucking fantasy is, you know, whatever, it doesn't hurt anyone. Let them have it.
I was in Nashville, Tennessee. This is high school. On a high school trip. Because I was in choir. And I may or may not have been very drunk in the, what is it called? The Gaylord, no. The Grand Ole Opry, really?
Yeah.
Grand Ole Opry Hotel.
Grand Ole Opry.
Easy for me to say. And
you didn't have sing you ever
been there?
No, I have not. I hear
it's like a. It's amazing. It's done by, I think, the same people that do the Gaylord Texan in Grapevine, Texas. Beautiful inside. It's like a city inside of a giant dome. And that's a hotel. But this particular one at the time, I don't know what it's like now, but there's like a Jack Daniels bar that I might have been drinking at.
Because you could get away with it at that time, because you look like you were old enough.
Yeah, I looked like I was 30 in high school. And coming out of there with my chaperone.
Oh, you went in with your chaperone?
Yeah. And we were walking through, it's kind of like a little forest with a trail, like a nature preserve, if you will, or something.
Okay.
And it's got a little stream that goes through it. It's really nice. And we were stumbling, laughing through there, and I passed a man with a woman on a bench as we were trying to figure out where we're supposed to go. And the man on the bench bore a striking resemblance to James Hetfield of Metallica. And I just kind of stopped and looked at him. He stopped to look at me because I was staring at him. I went, anybody ever tell you, you look so much like James Hetfield? Holy crap. Cool for you. And he kind of sheepishly gave me that one-sided smile, like James Hetfield does, and says, I've been told that a time or two, and just started to laugh, and I wandered on.
See, and I had the same type of thing happen with...
Later on, I found out that Metallica was actually in town that weekend.
Oh, really?
Doing a concert. And that very well could have been him.
See, I had something similar happen with Quentin Tarantino. So I had flown back into, at the time I was living in LA, and I'd flown back in, and I had my son with me. And at the time he was probably a year and a half. Well, no, he had to be about two, right? And I taught him. His first words were hubba hubba. And his
hubba, hubba.
Yeah. So like I would say, what do you say when you see a pretty girl? Because he used to get, like, I would take him in a stroller. I had him all day, and me and him were just buddies, and I worked at night, so it worked out great. You know what I mean? So I had him all throughout the day, and I would take him to the malls and take him for walks on the beach and shit like that and whatever. And inevitably, because he was, you know, a towhead and very, very light complected, and just, you know, he was a cute kid, but in California, you mainly have, well, you just have a heavy population of Latino and Asian, right? So the Latinos and the Asian women specifically would just go crazy over him. They would just fawn over him, right? So I started teaching him, you know, hubba hubba. So when he saw a pretty girl, I'd go, what do you say when you see a pretty girl? You know, it was usually when they'd come up and talk to him. I go, what do you say when you see a pretty girl? And he'd go, hubba hubba, right? And they'd get a big kick out of it, and we'd all go our separate ways. But the first sentence I taught him was from Austin Powers, and that was, I'm a sexy beast, right? So fast forward, I'm at the airport with my son. We're getting the shuttle bus to parking, right? And every time I was in LAX, I don't care what it was. I mean, I had Kid Rock literally jump over my son because he was trying to get, I don't know what the fuck he was trying to do, but he literally leaped, you know, my son's in the stroller, and this guy in, you know, jeans, sneakers, and a wife beater with a hat on and sunglasses goes leaping over my kid, and I'm about ready to lose my shit. I'm like, holy, oh, okay, it's Kid Rock. All right, I'm going to let that go, right? So I get into the bus, and in the bus, and this is during the time when Kill Bill 1 and 2 were coming out, mm-hmm. And I get into the bus. Sit down, got the stroller locked down, holding the stroller. This guy comes in, and he looks exactly like Quentin Tarantino. And he's got, you know, somebody with him, right? Some dude. And I can kind of hear that they're kind of talking movie business. So I'm like going, I've got to say hello or something or whatever. Because it's fucking Tarantino, and I love his movies. And it turns out I didn't have to. Because my son did whatever and caught his attention. And he looks over and he goes, oh, it's just cute, you know, it's a cute kid. And I go, oh yeah, he's a riot, man, you know. And I go, hey, what do you say when you see a pretty girl? And he goes, hubba hubba. Tarantino laughs. And I go, and if they wanna spend time with you, what do you say? He goes, I'm a sexy beast, right? So it's coming out of a 2-year-old, and it cracks him up. And now I can literally see, I'm 90% sure I'm sitting there on this fucking bus with Tarantino. Get to the parking garage, they get out, we get out, load up car, pulling out. Mm-hmm. We see the vanity plate. It was fucking Tarantino. Right? And I forget what the vanity plate said, but it was clear. It was something like Pulp. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anyways, I forget where I was going with that fucking story. But the point being, I guess, it's interesting.
Your choo-choo train fell off the track?
Yeah, my choo-choo train has not been on the track all fucking day, dude. I don't know about you, but like... I can't seem to put a fucking thought together today.
Well, in retrospect, Alabama woman with rare double uterus gives birth to 2 children. That's got to be quite a surprise.
She has 2 uteruses and gave birth to 2 children that are technically not twins.
That are technically not twins.
But born...
There's no mention if... Well, actually, I think in the story it mentioned it was the same father, luckily. Oh. Just saying. You might think that just from the headline, but that's still got to be a bit of a gut punch. I mean, imagine if they were two different, like one's a knees.
Yeah, one of the knees is. Yeah, what if they're both? You know, you're like, you got one is Asian and the other one is, I don't know, you know, clearly not. whatever the other thing is.
We're just a couple of jackasses.
Oh, so fun.
Why scientists are reanimating spider corpses for research. Now tell
the
me
fuck
that
you say?
Isn't a recipe for horror.
They're reanimating spider corpses.
Yes.
And to what end? For what purpose? I know you said science.
Apparently it's a Nobel Prize nominated research. But that just sounds like a horror flick.
You know, I think that I think there are, and I know it's illegal. Okay. What? What are you laughing at?
It's just the, you know, you got to worry about spiders biting you. But I never thought I'd have to worry about zombie spiders biting me.
No.
Talk about a fucked up Spider-Man situation.
But don't you think that, like, you know, kind of that island Dr. Moreau bullshit is happening somewhere?
Can you walk on walls? Can you shoot webs? No, but
brains. But you know what I'm saying? Like, with all the genetic research that gets done, don't you think that there's like a fucking doctor, you know, an island of Dr. Moreau where there's, you know, like a fucking, you know, gorilla with a pig head on it or whatever? Like, I can't believe, even though I know it's illegal, I just cannot believe that they're not up to some fuckery somewhere and creating like these crossbred creatures that they have to kill immediately because if they got out into the public, it would fucking destroy the world. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying Godzilla and Mothra. I'm saying, you know, a fucking dog with a baby's head on it. You know what I mean?
Chupacabra.
Or
Bat Boy.
Or like I said, what is it? Mars Attacks, where Sarah Jessica Parker's head was on the fucking Chihuahua body. You're telling me that this doesn't happen? This isn't happening somewhere? Maybe not with Sarah Jessica Parker's fucking head, but there's a Chihuahua out there somewhere with a head that doesn't belong to it.
So my next question is you run across a Chihuahua with like a celebrity female head on it. What celebrity female head on it would be the correct one for you to be like, I'm not going to let you get shot. I'm going to take you home.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good question. Instinctively, I'm going to go with Mila Kunis.
Really? Mila Kunis. You want to stare at that all the time.
I don't know about that. You know, it was the first one that came to mind. It would be that, or it would be, let me think.
Allow me to celeb shame you.
Please do. Oh, you know who it would be? I tell you who it would be. And this is a crush that goes back to the 90s. Gillian Anderson. Gillian Anderson from The X-Files.
Really?
Oh, my God. Specifically during The X-Files time. Like, okay. later in The X-Files, like, you know, season 3-4 on or whatever it was, when they finally let her kind of, like, not look like a woman trying to look like a male FBI agent. You know what I mean? When they kind of softened her up a little bit. I had such a crush on Gillian Anderson. Kate Winslet, I think, is gorgeous. Sandra Bullock. I love me some Sandy.
Young Sandra Bullock.
I love Sandra Bullock. Sandra Bullock is, I just adore her. I could see that. I would definitely, yeah. Sandra Bullock might be my, if not my top celebrity crush, she's definitely up there. Charlize Theron, another one.
I'm not into blondes,
though. That's the thing. But Charlize, she's just gorgeous. She's just beautiful. you know. And I like the fact that she seems to have a sense of humor. So when she did the Seth MacFarlane 1,000 Ways to Die in the West, I thought she did a great job in it. You know what I mean? Considering she's not really a comedic actor.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
It would probably be for me to really try to steal it and keep it. I got to go with the Don Knotts.
I didn't know we could go that direction. I thought you were talking celebrity because we said Sarah Jessica Parker. So I thought we were sticking with women. Don Knotts. Oh my God. That's hysterical. I would go, if that's the direction we're going in, I would go, hold on. I got to pull it up because I can't remember his name. Oh fuck. That's hysterical.
Man, that would be hilarious. Especially if he could speak like Don Knotts.
Oh my God. For me, it would be Marty Feldman.
Oh, Marty.
With the fucking eyes going. Specifically.
Oh, your face when I said Don Knotts.
Oh, that was hysterical.
And it would still kind of match.
Oh,
it's a chihuahua.
That's so funny. Either that or Peter Boyle. You could go with Peter Boyle, too.
Oh, you got to put Peter Boyle on more like a Rottweiler body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it would have to be more of a bigger dog.
Teach him to sing Putting on the Ritz. Exactly.
That's my favorite. That's what I swear to you, Young Frankenstein, as far as comedic movies, might be one. If it's not my favorite, it is definitely in the top two or three.
That is all Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
I am not afraid to say this. Gene Wilder, when he passed, the world lost a great mind.
Oh, a great talent, a great mind. He could sing, he could dance, he could act, he could do comedy, he was just brilliant. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He could do serious drama.
Oh, he did everything. He did fucking everything. And again, one of those guys that, like, he had this big run during the 70s and into the 80s, and then nothing. And I get it. Some of it was because his wife, Gilda, got sick, and he backed out of acting.
Yeah, yeah.
But had that not happened, can you imagine some of the wonderful fucking work that we would have seen from Gene Wilder?
Oh, it would be incredible. I mean, I cannot talk comedy movies unless a person has watched all of the Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor movies. All,
oh, God, yeah. Silver Streak.
All of them. Stir Crazy.
Stir Crazy.
See No Evil, Hear No Evil.
Yeah. The funny thing is I remember seeing Stir Crazy, and I don't know if we saw that as a Christmas movie or not.
I don't know. I just remember it was always on HBO growing up. It was always on HBO.
Yeah.
Like, you wait 2 hours, it'll come back on.
Silver Streak was another one that was always on.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
But the thing was with Gene Wilder is he could play straight so well that it gave it, even if he was supposed to be the comic relief in it, he would still play it straight.
Well, even the role in Blazing Saddles from Mel Brooks,
what a great movie.
That was supposed to be Richard Pryor,
right?
But he couldn't because of obvious reasons at the time. He had the fire accident
right around
that's
that.
Why he did
is yeah. That was that what happened? Are you sure about that? Because I don't think that's
I think so.
No, I don't think that. I think that he just, the producers did not want him.
Oh, that could have been.
I believe was the case on that one. But what a great fucking
that would
movie.
Have been.
And
fantastic.
Madeline Kahn.
Madeline Kahn.
You want to talk about.
Now, there's a hide on a chihuahua I would take home.
Oh, yeah. Madeline Kahn, not only beautiful.
Yeah. It's strikingly beautiful.
You know what she reminds me of?
But the comedic sense of that woman.
Through the roof. But you know who she reminds me, always reminded me of? And not because of hair color or anything like that, but because she was so good at the comedic acting and so willing to look ridiculous, but in just a quick look, you know, quick second, could become sexy again. Mm-hmm. Lucille Ball.
Yes.
You ever see pictures of Lucille Ball when it was like, yes, she wasn't being Lucy, you know what I mean? Where she wasn't being silly, where it was like an actual, like, really nice picture of her?
Along that lines, the lady from Three's Company, Mrs. Roper.
Okay.
You ever see pictures of her when she was young?
No.
In Hollywood?
No.
Holy shit.
Really?
Absolutely beautiful.
I would not have guessed that.
Like, drop dead. Holy shit. She is beautiful.
I would not have guessed that at all. But yes. Now I got to.
Now you got to look it up.
Yeah, I'm going to look
it up. She was just downright gorgeous.
Let's see.
Boop, beep, boop, 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 beep, boop.
Okay.
That's so the actual sound of his internet working.
Audra Lindy.
Mm-hmm.
Lindley. All right. So let's see here.
Boopy, 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 boop.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, let's see.
Now, what are you looking up at? Yeah, you're looking up some of that midget donkey porn.
Holy shit, you wouldn't have expected that at all. I would not have expected that she looked like that. But you ever do this? You ever do, hold on a second. McGonagall from Harry Potter. And
Maggie Smith.
Maggie Smith, yes. You ever see Maggie Smith young?
I don't think I have, but the other day I watched Hooked, and I was actually shocked that Wendy Darling, the old lady in Hook, was Maggie Smith, like back in the late 80s, early 90s. And I was like, holy shit, she's always looked like she was 90 years old.
No, if you do a Google search for young Maggie Smith, okay. And I'm not saying that she was like some sort of stunner by any stretch. You know what I mean? Like, she wasn't like a supermodel. But you look back at those pictures and you're like, she was a pretty young lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was just a good looking lady.
All right. We're going to move on to, again, I'm looking at you, Florida. Florida authorities killed an alligator that was seen with human remains in its mouth. How shocking. Who would have thought?
And that's supposed to be a surprise out of Florida for what reason?
I mean, I went to Florida and I had to worry about my dogs being near water. They would always warn you.
Do you ever see that dude that his dog got grabbed by a gator and he went after the gator?
Well, I've seen a few of those.
That's just... It's like the dude. It's like the dude whose dog was being grabbed by the kangaroo.
Oh yeah, and
then he comes over there and he just fucking squares off with a fucking kangaroo. That dude's my hero. Okay, that right there. When you're willing to, because look, it wasn't. I don't. There's several different types of kangaroos. Okay, there's you know, the ones that are little cute. You know, that really wouldn't hurt you. I mean, they could hurt you obviously because they got massive kangaroo legs that they could kick you with.
Yes.
But then there's the jacked ones. You know what I mean? The ones that just look like fucking...
My name is Arnold.
Yeah, like they're just jacked and ready to go and I'm going to fuck up whatever. Yeah.
Their arms are permanently
out just to the side.
In that power lifter
position. Yeah. And this guy went after... He went after one of those, and I don't think it was a fully grown one because it wasn't jacked, but it was obviously that breed.
Getting there.
it was getting there, you know, so it was probably a little bit younger. Had it been older, I don't know that he would have done it, and I don't know that it would have been in his best interest to do it. But what he did was, is he went after that fucking kangaroo and just fucking clocked it. Yeah, and you can see the kangaroo. In the face. The kangaroo's like, the fuck was that? What was that? What are you doing?
All right, this next one. Oh, before I even move along, I want to do my own PSA here. If you ever find yourself in a situation where you see a kangaroo drowning in a body of water, let it drown. I'm not kidding. Let it drown. Do not go in after it. It is a trick. They are known for this. I don't know if you've ever heard this.
No, I haven't.
But it's absolutely true. They go out into water. They're perfectly safe. They want someone, a human, to come out to save them, and they'll drown you. They think it's a big joke.
So it's just for, like, entertainment for them?
Shits and grins. Yeah, yeah. They'll drown you. That's what they're looking to do. So my PSA is, you see a drowning kangaroo, do not save it. It's going to try to kill you.
I would put a PS on that PSA.
Yes, on that PSA. Yeah.
Okay.
What's your PS?
Kangaroos have shitty senses of humor.
yes, they do. Between trying to rip the heads off of dogs and their wicked front kicks and their bodybuilder physiques, don't save it in the water. Don't save it in the water. Simple. All right. You ready for this one?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Coast Guard arrests a man trying to run a giant hamster wheel across the Atlantic.
Why would they arrest him?
Why not cheer him on?
I would be like, yeah, let's go, bitch. Keep running. I'd be hanging carrots and little chew sticks.
I want to know, how does that happen? Like, you know, Steve, I've got this idea.
So he was trying to go across the Atlantic?
Across the Atlantic.
So I'm assuming he started somewhere in, like, New York.
It doesn't say.
Okay.
Just the headline. But he's trying to cross the Atlantic. I'm guessing in one of those giant inflatable clear balls.
Right.
That you're running like a hamster in.
Well, here's the problem. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're going nowhere. And all.
Is he, though? Because the Coast Guard had to come get him. He must have gotten way out there.
Yeah, no. You're going nowhere you want to go. You're going wherever no matter how hard.
You might be able to save a kangaroo from drowning.
Well, no matter how hard you're running in that little inflatable hamster wheel, okay?
My question is where do you pee? You just running in a puddle?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure he just. Because first off, where's he keeping any water? Where's he keeping any food? And where is he going to the bathroom? And I'm sure that he probably had that.
Slim Jims.
I'm sure he
Slim
probably.
Slim Jims in his pocket.
He probably had that all figured out, okay? But the fact of the matter is, you're going nowhere. There's no way you're making it. You're going to tell me that one person running at whatever their top speed is, okay, is going to be able to take a ball and go against the current? All you are is a beach ball on the fucking ocean.
What kind of training is involved in that?
None.
Hey, Tom, what are you running all this for? I'm going to be running in a giant hamster wheel. Trying to get across.
Is it a hamster wheel or a ball? Like, it had to have been a ball.
It just says hamster wheel, but I'm guessing it was a ball.
It had to have been a ball. Why would you take a wheel? Because as soon as you get a big wind, you're knocked over on your side and the fucking trip's over.
Yeah.
All right, next. That's just fucking stupid.
Hurricane Idalia. I don't know how to say that name.
Hurricane Idalia
flung flamingos across the eastern U.S. apparently they went from Florida to Ohio or something like that.
Flamingos.
Flung flamingos.
That would
be fun to watch.
That would be fucking fun to watch. I mean, I feel bad for the flamingo. Because can they fly?
Yeah.
But not long. They're like, aren't they like chickens like or turkeys? They can fly for like 20, 30 feet at a time.
That I don't know.
I don't know. That's
Well, they flew a whole lot further.
No, they got flung.
Flung flamingos. I mean, that's got to be entertaining to watch.
I was chilling out.
Preparing your house for a big hurricane and just seeing flamingos being flung everywhere.
All right. So the flamingos.
That's a whole new opening for Miami Vice right there.
the flinging of flamingos. When flamingos migrate, they do so mainly at night. They prefer to fly with a cloudless sky and favorable tailwinds. They can travel approximately 373 miles in one night at about 31 to 37 miles an hour. When traveling during the day, the flamingos fly at high altitudes, possibly to avoid predation by eagles. I didn't even know that eagles liked flamingos.
Yeah, I did not know that.
What's for dinner tonight? I don't know. You want some flamingo? I don't know. Let's try it.
Pink. The other pink me.
Yeah. you idiot.
Where did it start, on a leg or a neck?
Oh. You got to go for the fucking breast, because they got those skinny little ass legs, man.
It's like toothpicks.
Yeah, you're not getting much meat off of that. That's why they don't have, that's why you don't see like, you see chicken wing places. Okay, you don't see flamingo wing places. You don't see.
No, you don't. You don't. Good observation.
And I wonder. Well, not just the flamingos, but like, why not turkey wings?
That's a good question. They're a little larger.
Yeah,
you got turkey legs. That's what you go for.
Yeah. Well, same difference. You know what I mean? You get your turkey leg, and then you get your turkey wing. You know what I mean? If you get the drummy from at a chicken wing place, the drummies are just the legs.
It really makes you wonder, with all the Renaissance festivals that offer turkey legs, what happens with the rest of the turkey?
Well, to quote Carlin, he used to do a bit. He was talking about frog legs. You go, whoa, what happens to the rest of the frog? He goes, well, that's why we've got the dollies for froggies. Just a bunch of little froggies wheeling their way through life with their little front fucking paws.
People are freaking out over a question mark seen in space. Scientists can explain.
I saw that. I did see that. I saw that story, and I thought it was actually interesting. And it does look like a fucking question mark in space. You know? But I'm willing to bet, without even reading the story that you're looking at right now, I'm willing to bet that what their explanation is the fact that we are pattern-seeking creatures. So we're always looking for the pattern.
Yeah, what is that called? There's a name for that.
It's called looking for a pattern. I don't fucking know what the name is. I have no idea.
I'm just looking for a pattern. Any kind of pattern. Any at all. All right. The next one up. An otter turned outlaw continues to evade wildlife officials in Santa Cruz.
All right. So, I love otters. I don't know why. I just fucking dig otters. With that being said, the only thing I dig more than otters is the idea that there's actually an outlaw otter. That's not the one that attacked those women, is it?
I don't know.
Did you hear about that?
It's just the headline.
Did you hear about that, though?
But it makes sense, because otters are actually known for stealing another otter's young and holding it ransom for sex.
Which is why I like otters. That seems like a good deal. I'm going to give you your kid back, but you got to get a little otter love.
Check out my little otter dick.
It's better than muskrat love.
Oh, that certainly changes that song.
Yeah. Thank you, Casey.
A car-sized tumbleweed made quite a scene on a California highway.
That's just the headline. There's nothing more to it.
Nothing more.
I gotta imagine you get some big ass tumbleweeds. You get them in Texas, don't you?
Yeah, but not apparently not as large as California.
No, but I mean, you got to keep in mind that probably what happened was it went through the fucking desert and just kept growing and growing and growing until it got to California. You know, it probably went all the way through Nevada, you know, and then landed in L.A.
And we'll revisit one here a little bit. Escaped kangaroo captured after punching Canadian officer.
Ah! Whose side are you on? I'm going to go with the kangaroo on this one.
I'm going to have to go with the Canadian officer because clearly he was not prepared.
You know, I'm going to actually change my answer because Canadians are so polite. He probably didn't deserve it. He was probably like, look, hey, can't be a kangaroo here.
Australian police charged a woman with 3 murders and alleged mushroom poisoning. I say that's on them.
Yeah. Yeah. They were clearly trying to get high. And she clearly had no idea what she was picking.
Rat plague hits an Australian coastal town and thousands more wash up on shore.
Thousands more rats? Washed up on shore?
Thousands of more rats washed up on the shore.
I do remember hearing a story about like this town in Australia that was just getting ravaged by, I didn't know, I don't remember if it was mice or rats or whatever, but it was like unbelievable. It was like a biblical plague looking from the pictures.
I like the video of the rat stealing the slice of pizza. Dragging it with them.
Yeah.
The New York City rat.
New York rats are the best.
Ride passengers rescued after dangling upside down 75 feet after a half an hour. I would be so pissed. I would probably be dead.
I'm guessing at an amusement park, right? That was the story?
Yes.
Six Flags, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard of that story, and I would be so fucking pissed off. Like, you really would have to give me a lifetime of passes for me to kind of calm down on that one.
Is there an amount of passes that would pacify you?
Give me four lifetime passes where I get to the front of the line and I don't have to wait in line. Yeah, no, I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah,
I'll hang upside down on a roller coaster for a half hour for lifetime passes for 4 people and not having to wait in line. Yeah, no, I'm good with that. Now, granted, I could have asked for more. Maybe concessions, you know, so they got to feed me every time I show. But I'm not here.
That would be kind of cool.
See, I think that's the problem, though, is we live in such a litigious society that people immediately want to, like, sue them for millions and millions of dollars. A half hour upside down, that's worth about a lifetime supply of free passes.
Where's my goddamn elephant ear?
Stuffed in your headphone.
Stuffed in my headphone. Let's see here. We have Hank the Tank, the bear behind 21 home invasions, has been captured near Lake Tahoe.
I heard about that bear, actually.
Really?
I don't know when that story, how old is that story?
It is from 2023, August of 2023.
Okay. Then that is the story I'm thinking of. Yeah, and think about that. See, that's the thing is like whether it's in Tahoe or whether it's in where's I think it's Colorado that they're trying to reintroduce wolves into certain areas.
Could be.
And then there's other areas that they're trying to reintroduce bears. That's not a good idea. There's a reason why they were run out in the first place. And that's because you're going to lose your dogs, you're going to lose your cats, you're going to lose kids.
So for informational purposes, the outlaw otter had been stealing surfboards in Santa Cruz
County. Surfboards? How the fuck is an otter steal a surfboard?
Maybe he wanted to hang 10.
Well, no, I get that, but how does an otter steal a... I'm talking about the fucking physics of the situation here. An otter's what, 3 feet, maybe?
Maybe.
Right? Let's give the benefit of the doubt, weighs 20 pounds. They don't weigh fucking 20 pounds, but let's pretend that they do. Let's pretend that this is a jacked otter that's been working out with that fucking kangaroo.
I'm taking your surfboard, bitches.
How? Unless it's just crawling onto the surfboard while you're on it and then not letting you back on because it's scaring you, you know, chittering and chattering at you.
That could be.
That's the only way I can see because there's no fucking way.
It wants a little blowjob, apparently.
You had to take it there, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Rabbits have overrun a suburban Florida community and volunteers hop to the rescue. I'm sure that writer got a...
Okay, so let's back up a second and just deal with the fucking headline and how it was worded. I think on that one, we close the show because fuck you. I'm not going to give time to such a poorly worded and such a punny fucking headline. That's horrible. That's horrible.
I had to include that one just because obviously the writer was having a boring day and was just like, I've been waiting so long to use this.
Well, what do you say we hop to it and put a pin in it for today?
If you want to, all right.
Yeah,
you're getting up there in age. You might want to go make a baby.
I need, exactly.
You got to hop to it, baby.
I need to get my geriatric baby going. Yeah, again, going back to that, it's just the fucking stupidest thing. It's just not fair to the kid. And it's not fair to the rabbits that they're using that as a headline.
Yeah.
All right. Well, until next time, that's it for now, motherfucker.
He's Steve. I'm Keith. Keep listening for more ridiculousness.
Peace.
Peace. And chicken grease.